Two decades of the Renewable Fuels Standard, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Blending ethanol with gasoline has been going on since the mid-1970s, but it really took off when the Renewable Fuels Standard was passed by Congress 20 years ago. Jeff Cooper heads the Renewable Fuels Association.
The petroleum market, gasoline market, had been essentially barricaded from any competition, and so the RFS was a way to really drive a wedge into that monopoly and break up that monopoly and allow other fuels to compete and give other fuels access to that marketplace.
Cooper says the RFS requires oil refiners and fuel importers to blend renewables into the fuel supply each year.
The RFS is one of the most successful energy policies, and frankly, one of the most successful agriculture policies that has ever been adopted by Congress. I mean, how many laws, how many policies can you look at 20 years later and say, this law did exactly what it was intended to do? And in fact, it has far surpassed the original expectations.
Ethanol boosts demand for corn, and farmers reliably supply corn for that market. Cooper says volume is expected to increase significantly in the next year, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.